Wow, America, let's impeach your president even though he did nothing wrong. Last night, he tweeted, AOC is a whack job, with video of a woman saying at a town hall event hosted by New York Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we're not doing enough about climate change.
I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies.
Well, now a right-wing political action committee that supports President Trump has come out and claimed responsibility for planting that woman at the event. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. T-minus 3 days now till that nice fall air arrives. In the meantime, very hot today with a high temperature up to about 99. That would not only break the record of 97, it'll be the 10th day in a row of record high temperatures. Rain chances very small today and tomorrow, generally 20% or less. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms return on Sunday. They'll be spotty, high 91. But Monday is the day of the cool front moving through the state with some scattered showers and thunderstorms ahead. Head of the front, and then much nicer air behind it. Tuesday's high only about 81 and the low around 60. Wow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke at Faulkner University's benefit dinner last night. She spoke about her time working in President Trump's cabinet and as the governor of South Carolina. The event is Faulkner's biggest fundraiser of the year. Selma's former fire chief, Tony Stevens, is now suing the city. He resigned from his position back in April, citing a hostile work environment. He says he is owed $31,000 in vacation and sick time. He is now asking for up to $100,000 in damages. And the Alabama National Fair is back in the capital city, but there are some changes that you need to know about. A clear bag policy will be strictly enforced this year, and fair security will also have metal detectors at every entrance gate. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a time out and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Keep your office securely connected. Plus, get a reliable guest Wi-Fi network. Right now, bundle whole business Wi-Fi to your WOW business internet service and save $10. Get seamless coverage and the ability to support hundreds of devices so you can conduct business without interruption. Raise your expectations with WOW Whole Business Wi-Fi. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer. It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Paging Charlie Schmidt. Paging Charlie Schmidt. News and views will begin soon. But Charlie Schmidt, I had to talk to you first. 3965477. That is number you, Charlie. Charlie Schmidt, you need to call for your chance to win this amazing massage package. It's a 1-hour relaxation massage with aromatherapy from Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. One massage a month for a whole year. So it's an incredible prize. So Charlie Schmidt, call 3965477. You are the latest name in the name game. And folks, if you want to register for the name game, go to any Blue Water Station website. But since you're listening to News Talk 93.1 FM WACV, go to newstalk931.com. Look for the name game banner at the top. Click on the banner, put in your full name, register, and wait for your name to be called, just like Charlie Schmitz. 3965477. Charlie, give us a call. News and views on a Friday is next.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another, you've been messing around.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
They say you got a boyfriend, you're out late every week.
Corn pop wasn't bad, too.
But I know the neighborhood. And talk is cheap when the story is good. And the tales grow taller on down the line.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
But I'm telling you, babe, that I don't think it's true, babe. And even if it is, keep this in mind.
How dare you?
Well, welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark. Jack Campbell. How you doing today, Jack?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. We have the lovely Carolyn here in the studio.
Yeah, she has graced us with her presence.
And I've got your mic on, Carolyn, if you want to talk. Are you shy?
No, I don't mind, but I will if I have something to say.
Okay.
The answer is no.
The number is 272-9228 because it's Friday, and, you know, no rules on Friday. That's
ain't
all like
Nairn.
Ain't Nairn. See, I've got to learn this whole, what is this vernacular you got going on here?
Yeah. You'll
I'm
get
not
it.
Used to it.
Who listens?
Everybody.
Everybody. You got
I
that
got
right?
that one. I got that. I listen some, Jack. I listen some. I learn some. But today I'm learning, well, we've got a lot of local topics coming up. We are going to be interviewing Will Dismukes. You also have your friend Billy coming in, right?
Yeah, Billy McFarlane from Tuscaloosa.
So that would be good. We'll have a whole cast of characters, be able to sit and we'll chat.
Hang out.
Yeah.
BS a little bit.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Tell war stories.
War stories? You were in the war?
Well, yeah, I was in the Republican Party. There's always a war going on.
Always. And, well, it is the party of Trump, but there are some folks kind of breaking away now. And we'll see where that goes. But speaking of Trump, because it is Friday, I just want to play something silly. You know, the media, well, a lot of the media, is really upset. They think it's dangerous. It's turning us into a banana republic for Trump supporters to be screaming, lock her up! Lock her up! Lock her up. Lock her up.
And they should have listened 2 years ago when we were saying it.
Right. But now they're on this big kick of whatever Trump supporters say, especially at a Trump speech or rally, if the president doesn't admonish them, or at least doesn't, you know, like spray them, like, you know, spray bottle at a cat. No, get off the fridge. Get off the fridge. No, if Trump has to admonish his supporters directly, or, I mean, he just supports everything they say. And this is, of course, turning us into a banana republic. He's a wannabe Cheeto Mussolini tyrant. I mean, all these creative names they come up with having to do with Donald Trump. But Trump had a speech yesterday, I believe, for great health care for you. It was a speech on what he's doing with executive orders with Medicare. And one supporter screamed out, lock her up. And it was interesting, say the
least.
All
these wonderful names, like...
So it's not real audible. He's like, we're going to come up with wonderful names for my new health care plan. And somebody from the back goes, lock her up! And so Trump kind of smiles like that and then listen to what happens.
It'll never end. I'm sorry I smiled. They'll have me. The fake news is back there. Look at all. They'll say it's terrible. It's terrible. The president smiled. You know, they want me to admonish you. Who said that? Lock her up. Stand up, please. I'm admonishing you. Never, ever say that again. That's okay. Sit down. He's admonished. So now they can't do their fake number on us. Thank you. Do nothing Dems. They can't even affect it very much.
Yeah, Trump is, I don't know, he seems like he's in a good mood in the midst of all this impeachment controversy. Of course, the latest breaking news is, I believe, they're having these closed-door classified sessions. I had one last night or yesterday afternoon. It had to be afternoon. It was like an 8-hour, 10-hour session with Volker, former envoy to Ukraine. The guy just resigned after Giuliani said, Volker invited me to go talk to the Ukrainians. And so Volker resigns. He's in this closed-door meeting with three different committees, the Intelligence Committee in particular.
All Democrat-controlled committees.
Right, right. Okay. And so the thing I'm finding incredibly frustrating is that all these folks come out of this classified, super-secret meeting, and then both sides have, like, their spin and their leaks, and they leak in a particular way in order to get their particular spin. So the Republicans are saying, Volker just completely blew up their whole narrative about a quid pro quo and withholding military aid in order to get them to investigate Biden and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, the Democrats are running saying, we've got this damning evidence. We've got these text messages where these guys, I mean, one of the other diplomats thought this is real stupid to withhold money for a campaign, to which somebody, the EU rep, pushed back. No, it's not a quid pro quo. We're worried about corruption. And so the Democrats are seizing on a few of these texts. Another thing, it keeps shifting. It went from the quid pro quo is set up by Trump withholding military aid. And so, investigate Biden. He's stone cold crooked, and you know it. And then it shifted to, no, it's not just a quid pro quo and strong arming and extorting. What was the original? I saved these clips so they, you know.
A classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
A series of events that looks like extortion.
Right, that was the first thing. A series of events that looks like extortion, a classic mafia-style shakedown. But then it went to, it's a cover-up! Because the president was trying to keep his messages and conversations with world leaders, heads of state, secret.
Well, haven't they always been?
Right, especially in this administration with all these leaks.
I mean, it's sensitive information.
Right. So it's now shifted from they withheld the money for the investigation to they were trying to cover it up to Mike Pence might need to be impeached as well. So Speaker Pelosi become the first female president, Pelosi.
Do you know what would happen in this country if that happened? They would burn Washington down.
Oh, that's just violent. That's just like a civil war.
Do you want me to stand up and be admonished?
Yes, you're admonished. Just stand up. You're now admonished. All right. Don't ever say that again, Jack. Never again. Wrong. Just so wrong. We have bad dudes out there, Jack. We don't need
corn
them.
Corn Pop.
Yeah, bad dudes like Corn Pop. You know, Corn Pop?
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
He was a bad dude, but not...
And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
He also ran a bunch of bad boys. He really did. And, you know, Corn Pop, and this is where I think Joe Biden learned to fight.
Those days, you used to remember the straight razor. You'd bang them on the curb.
Straight
get
razor.
Rusty, put them in a rain barrel, get them rusty.
Yeah.
And I looked at him.
Yeah, he looked at him after, you know, with the straight... Anyway, a lot of bad dudes trying to spin your words. Don't be talking about Civil War burning.
Corn Pop. Corn Pop.
Corn Pop.
Sounds like a Kellogg's product.
Or it's like Cory Booker's old friend from the hood, T-Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Cory Booker, for folks who don't know, used to tell this story, and didn't tell it anymore because he kind of got caught, about how there was a drug dealer in his neighborhood in Newark, New Jersey. And Booker's like, well, I made friends with T-Bone. And, like, I started to understand the street and all this stuff like that. And the more people looked around for T-Bone, the less they could find, to where Corey kind of had to stop telling the story. It's also kind of like Barack Obama's composite girlfriends in one of his books. Like, he told this story about a girlfriend, and they couldn't find the actual woman. He's like, well, it was kind of a mix of several girls into one character. Like, interesting how all of this works. So... I'm not sure where the impeachment thing goes. Politically speaking, I don't think it goes anywhere.
I just want to keep it stirred up until the election. Keep the doubt out there that people might have about Trump.
Right. They're just going to try to, I don't know, hit him, kneecap him a little bit. But Trump, I mean, he's not hiding the ball at all. In the sense that you're asking help from a foreign power and you try to do so secretly. And so Trump comes out yesterday and says, China, if you're listening, China, China, I would like you to, you should start an investigation into the Bidens. They're stone cold crooked. Come on, China. They asked him again, what did you want President Zelensky to do? I wanted them to look into the Bidens and corruption in general. It's my right to look into the corruption. And so I think the president's just like, if you act like you're hiding something or doing something wrong, you're going to get really caught up. In his opinion, and I think he genuinely believes it, I didn't do anything wrong.
He released the transcript, for goodness sake. Right after they didn't believe he'd do it.
Right, so the Democrats keep shifting the goalpost. It went from the military aid being withheld to now, in these text messages, the State Department, Volcker, in this investigation, you know, the closed-door meeting with Volcker and other diplomats from the State Department, they drafted a statement for President Zelensky of Ukraine to speak about, that we in Ukraine will follow through thoroughly with all these anti-corruption investigations. And they said, if you do that, Mr. President of Ukraine, you'll get a face-to-face meeting with Donald Trump. So that's the new quid pro quo. It's not the withholding of military aid. It's like, you get to meet the President of the United States.
The person that they say every other foreign leader hates.
Right. Right. Well, but they keep shifting the goalpost.
Yeah.
But here's my problem, and I think it's a general problem for a lot of folks out here in the public. We can get this slow drip, drip, drip of information. I learned this during the Russia investigation. You get this slow drip, drip, drip of information, and we don't really know what the actual source and facts are. We only have spin so far. And we can read between the lines, where I think Jack and I are savvy enough to do that. But at the end of the day... Like, this is not something about a fact-finding mission. This is really about spin and narrative, and we should not be surprised if this continues. But there was breaking news earlier this morning. Absolutely fascinating. Ukraine's top prosecutor said he would review past investigations, including a case involving Joe Biden's son. This broke this morning at about 6:50 our time, which is incredible stuff. Ukraine's top prosecutor said he'll look into these past cases, including the one with Joseph R. Biden Jr.'s son. The development came amidst impeachment inquiry against President Trump connected to a request he made. The timing raised questions about whether Ukraine was in effect bowing to public and private pressure from the President of the United States, on which it has depended on for millions of dollars in aid. That's according to the New York Times. Or it could be that the United States and Ukraine have a deal, like going back a long time, where you work on anti-corruption together. And that's the thing. Joe Biden may have been very corrupt, as Rudy Giuliani says, sold his office to the Ukrainians. Not just the Ukrainians, but to a particular oligarch who was being investigated. Yeah, I'm willing to pay Hunter Biden all this money to make sure I keep my billions. It's a good investment. So because it's Joe Biden, though, and he's running for president again, another, you know, like he's Don Quixote and he's not going to win, we can't investigate him. It's just absurd. Anyway, I'm going to get off my soapbox here.
No, I'm glad you're on it.
But it's driving me nuts. What's driving me nuts, again, is the spin. Like, if you're going to interview Volcker, you're going to have all these text messages, don't give me a few text messages, don't give me a few emails, don't give me, like, a few quotes, what was supposed to be a secret meeting. Like, just let the truth come out. I'm tired of this slow rolling and massaging of public opinion. It's driving me crazy. But, ooh, look at this. This guy's going to help me relax a little bit. How you doing, Charles?
Trump on, my brothers. Trump on.
Trump on.
Hello, Jack Campbell.
Hello, Charles Hollis. How you doing?
Just fine, sir. Thank you very kindly. Joy?
Yes.
You talks too much. You're getting just like what's his name? Let us call us. Who called me? Let us talk some.
You're talking right now.
Now, yesterday and the day you were talking about someone, who were you talking about?
I've been talking about a lot of people, Charles. You got to pinpoint that question.
You were talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, yes, I was.
And why were you talking about Donald Trump?
Well, he's the President of the United States.
That's not the right answer.
I'm a work in progress, Charles. You got
okay.
Yeah.
Jack Campbell, why was he talking about Donald Trump yesterday and today?
I wasn't here yesterday, but I'm here today. He's talking about him because he's in the news, and...
No, that's not the right answer. You're talking about him because he Trump's on.
There it is.
See, he got the whole Democratic Party. He got them farting, Putin, running around with their heads between their legs. They don't know what to do.
They sure don't.
Because just like you said, they do nothing. Just like the ones here in the city of Montgomery. They don't even have a chicken place downtown. You know why? Okay, here we go.
All right, let's have it. Why?
Because they can't Trump on.
They'll do nothing. We failed to elect Bibby Simmons.
Yes, yes, Joey. Come on, Joey. It's plain and simple. His name is Donald Trump. He Trumps on.
I'd learn this better, I think, Charles, if I had a song. To remember this phrase, to remember that this is...
Daytime, nighttime, supper time to Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
Trump on.
Baby darling, Trump on.
Trump on.
From the heart of Dixie. To Mr. D.W., the son of Charles. Trump on, my brother. Trump on.
Trump on, Charles.
Now that, I...
Charles has never wavered on Donald Trump. I can give him that.
Tell you what, I can't top that. We got to go to this next call. I'll let you follow it, David. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's hard to follow Charles, man. He's my man.
Indeed.
Hey, you know, unfortunately, this is just going to be a steady, slow drip against Trump by the Democrats until next year. With the election cycle, you know, once this blows over, it's going to be something else and then something else. And I guarantee you, if the Ukrainians and the Chinese find Hunter and Joe Biden guilty of any kind of crime, the Democrats will then start an investigation against Trump for strong-arming them into investigating the crime.
You know, I think when we look back in history, political analysts will say this impeachment process against Trump was the biggest strategic error the Democrats ever made.
Probably so.
Because I think it is empowering Trump. He goes to a health care meeting. Did you hear the cheers of that crowd? It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it was a Trump rally.
Right.
It was like he was a guest speaker at an event, and the place was on fire about it.
Yeah, I mean, but if you listen to the polls in the liberal media, it's like 90% of the country hates Trump. You know, and that's not true. I mean, I don't know where they're doing their polling.
Well, they lied in 2016 by saying Hillary had a 10-12 point lead. Donald Trump beat her, and beat her where she was not supposed to lose. Pennsylvania, right. Wisconsin, Ohio. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse. I mean, leading up to 2020, they're gonna absolutely double down. I guarantee you, you'll be seeing, which I believe Elizabeth Warren's going to be running against him. You'll probably see polls showing Elizabeth Warren with like a 15-20 point lead the week before the election, you know, which will be complete lies.
She's going to go down like George McGovern did.
Yep.
She's going to get her ass handed to her.
Yep, exactly. I think so, too. It's going to be that kind of a shellacking.
She's from Massachusetts.
Yes.
She might win Massachusetts.
Well,
and whatever
she'll
state
win, you know, she'll win the West Coast and the Northeast. I mean, that's without a doubt.
That's where her native folk are from. Pocahontas.
That's right.
Pocahontas.
The good Native American tribes of Massachusetts, right?
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway, have a good one, guys.
Thanks. You know, why she is the front runner for the Democrats tells you everything you need to know. This woman lied to get into law school, and, I mean, she absolutely lied. Does that not go to the core of her integrity?
I think it does.
I do, too. Why in the media jumping all over that?
And then
the dumbass had the bad judgment to go have a blood test or spit test, which shows she was like 112th Indian.
Which Trump prodded her into. Yeah, if Pocahontas can prove it. If Pocahontas can prove that she's actually Native American, then I'll donate money to any charity that she wants. She does it, shows that she's not really Native American.
Well, Mr. Trump, didn't you say that you would donate to the charity of her choosing if she took the DNA test?
He goes, yeah, I said that, but I didn't mean it. Like, what the hell is wrong with you people? It's masterful. We do need to hit a break here. Jerry, hold on for me, Jerry. We'll be right back after this quick break. It's just all rumor and innuendo right now is the deal, folks. And Trump thrives in that environment. I don't know if I do. It frustrates me to no end. But Trump is a master of this game. We'll be right back. News and Views with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Carolyn's in studio. We got friends coming in. It's Friday. And what are the rules?
There ain't nairn.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Attention, exciting news. Montgomery, 20 ribeyes for $30 at this big one-time steak sale. Star Steaks, look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. That's right, big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. Plus on the big truck, New York strips, fillets, T-bone, burgers, ribeyes, prime steak cuts. Also marinated chicken breasts, seafood. Everything will be sold to day, and you will not pay Omaha steak prices. Last chance, 20 ribeyes, $30. That's $1.50 each.
Are you serious?
Star Steaks. The driver has been authorized to do deals and to move everything that's left.
Ain't fooling around.
And you're not going to pay Omaha steak prices. Vacuum sealed and individually wrapped. Last chance ever at this big steak sale. 20 ribeyes, $30. 20 ribeyes, $30. Look for the big top 10 and the big truck at the old Cracker Barrel, corner of Eastern and Carmichael. Look for the big 10. Star State, EBT, and all credit cards accepted.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and Jack. How much time do you think you spend in the bathroom? More or less than the average.
The average guy spends 3 hours. So I'm not sure.
Week, 3 hours a week? Or
3 hours a week. Do you spend that much time?
Yeah. I put my mic up on.
Her dog's going in the shower after she does.
Carolyn's above average. I think I'm a little below average. I like to get in, get out.
Well, regardless of whether you spend 45 minutes a week or 6 hours, you need to check out Bath Innovations of Alabama, 277-2723. They have a showroom at 2331 East Boulevard. It's across from Home Depot, and look for the duck. And they can do anything bathroom, sinks, toilets, tile, fiberglass repair, converting tubs into showers, doing walk-in showers, you name it. If it has to do with your bathroom and making that more of a place you like to hang out, then you need to call Bath Innovations of Alabama or check them out on the web at bathinnovations.com.
Gotta love those folks.
277-2723.
I think the best proof is that before and after photos on Facebook. They really nail it. Sometimes people can't envision what the change is going to be. It's great stuff. But Jerry's been very patient. 272-9228. Jerry, how you doing?
Hey, Joey and Jack. I'm changing the subject. Well, I heard on a radio station this morning that some right-wing activists gave the left a little bit of their own medicine at an AOC town hall meeting. Have you heard anything about that?
Are you talking about the almost bizarre the eat babies thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if that somebody who's serious or is that somebody who's trolling? Or is that somebody who's maybe mentally ill?
Well, on the radio station I was listening to this morning, they said a right-winged activist put a plan in there to give them a taste of their own medicine.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen the clip. Tucker Carlson played it last night.
Is it good?
It's good, but it's also, it's cringeworthy. It's like this, she won't, even AOC's like, oh, no, you're going too far. But, I mean, it's like straight up, Jonathan Swift, satire. Let's we're not even getting rid of the fossil fuels. We have to eat the babies. So it's like, all right then.
But I just want to tell you, because my job schedule is, I don't get to see a lot of it, so I hear a lot of it from the radio station.
Yeah.
So I was just curious. I got to where I like y'all, so I pay attention to what y'all say.
Appreciate it, Jerry. Yeah, I've seen the video. I wanted to make sure. I think it is a plant. It was a troll, so to speak, just to give AOC, make her look bad. But for a second, I'm like, that's either a plant or somebody's got some mental issues, and I don't really want to. I don't want to, you know, knock on somebody who actually has some mental health issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be the entire Democrat Party.
But
you're admonished. You can't say that again, Jack. You're admonished.
I won't, Don. Yeah.
But, all right, I keep listening, and when I have something I'll call back.
Okay, Jerry, thanks for the call, man.
Appreciate it, Jerry.
And I resent people calling her AOC.
What would you rather call?
I worked at AOC with your grandmother.
Okay.
Administrative Office of Courts.
Okay, yeah, well, you're right.
And it's not...
I like to say the full name. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It is a nice name.
Bartender. Bartendress.
Right. No, I'm not saying I like her. I think her ideas are crazy. And you mentioned Elizabeth Warren... Last segment, she has just hopped on board of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's new plan for a just society. That's what she's calling it. A just society. And not like justice in the sense of the courts or getting you what you deserve for what you've done. But no, everybody deserves everything for just existing.
Communism.
Yeah, pretty much. And one part of it is nationwide rent control.
Oh my God.
What a mongoloid idiot. Like, excuse me, pardon me, but that is just, even left, so-called left-wing economists who, you know, might argue over minimum wage and stuff like that, it's pretty universal across the board when it comes to rent control that it's a bad, bad idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, things in Op, Alabama don't cost the same thing they do in Trenton, New Jersey. I mean...
And in places where you have trouble, like in San Francisco, or, you know, crowded places where their housing expenses are ridiculous, rent costs are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Rent control is not the answer, because over the long term, you'll get less housing, which in the long term ups the price even more, and the quality goes down, because there's no incentive to invest and build out homes or apartments.
Well, San Fran, they've got their own doo-doo crisis out there. Just what is it that they do, I'm wondering?
Well, and I think they have, like, apps now, like trackers, so you don't...
Tracker?
Yeah.
Hardly know her.
So, I mean, if you're walking around the streets of San Francisco, you don't want to step in anything.
Well, I mean, really. I mean, it's like your backyard when you're a kid, and you were playing football or something, it was squished between your toes. Nobody wants that to happen.
Ugh. Oh, God.
Already no, hates
nobody, nobody wants that to happen either. Yeah. I ate a few hours ago, and... Ugh.
It's coming back up.
Yeah, a little bit, Jack. I appreciate that. Anyway, we've got some fun stories coming up. Did you see earlier in the week that all this crap about... excuse me, pardon me. I'm just worked up here. About red meat being bad for your health is... well, it's nonsense. Well,
that is nonsense.
Yeah, I love red meat. Though I had one guy, I was eating steak like every day for a week, which might be a bit excessive. And the guy at the meat counter is like on the fourth day, he goes, "You know you're going to get gout, right?" I'm like, "What? You're going to get gout?" Like, wait, what are you talking about? He's like, "Yeah, you eat red meat too much." I don't think that's going to happen, sir. Oh, well, watch out.
Well, people used to say gout was dietary problems, weren't
it? Yeah, yeah.
You get high and what it was, some kind of acid.
Iron or, you know.
No,
not iron.
I don't know.
Anyway, I wouldn't go into that. It's a longer trend of anytime the government sets down, like, experts say and standards, like nutritional guidelines. How long were we told eggs were bad?
Oh, forever.
Forever. Oh, and my goodness, fat is so bad for you. But now it's more back to carbs. And honestly, in my own experience, folks, when I get rid of sugar out of my diet, just straight processed sugar, have a little bit of carbs, but mostly good fats and protein, I drop weight like crazy. And I think it's working for a lot of people. So it's, I don't know. I don't really trust the government when they say, here's what you should eat. Yeah, okay.
Well, if you get gout, I just looked it up, it's uric acid that you have.
Uric acid?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with... look at the time. We got to hit a break here, Jack.
What?
Yeah. 272-9228, folks. You're listening to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. Carolyn's in the studio hanging out. She's answering the phones for us and occasionally speaking her mind. It's all... You can speak your mind if you got something to say right now. No. Floor is yours.
Thank you. No.
Okay.
You remember that cartoon that had Papa Bear and he would always... grumble under his breath, that's you. We'll say something. She's out there going, yeah, I agree with that.
We'll be right back, folks. More news and views after the break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly, have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door, repair any items that you've put off, present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing cost to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Hang on. One more day of record-breaking heat today, but we're getting closer to some remarkable heat relief beginning the first part of next week. Today, high temperature about 99. That would break the record of 97. The 10th record-breaking high in a row. Rain chances very tiny today and tomorrow, generally under 20%. Low tonight, 73. Saturday's high, 96. Widely scattered storms on Sunday with a high around 91. They'll be spotty. And then Monday, the cool front moves through Alabama. Scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm ahead of the front. Much cooler, drier air behind it. Tuesday's high only about 81. It's going to be nice. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
China.
You know, China.
I know China very well. China.
Northwest Wisconsin, where I'm from.
It's China to me. China. You want to buy from China? That's great. Buy from China. Buy toys from China. China in particular. China. I have people that I know in China. China.
I've been saying China. China.
Welcome back to News and Views.
You got yourself tickled, didn't you?
I just like how he says China. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
How you doing? Who's singing this song?
David Bowie singing That's China fine. Girl. And we have a story here. I was telling you all off air. You know, we worry about corruption here in the state of Alabama. Say people not paying their taxes for years. Especially if they're a big business. Or, you know, somebody getting a nice sweetheart deal, like a nice contract for doing a bunch of nothing. I mean, there's all sorts of things that go on in this nation, in the state. Of course, Trump asking China to look into Joe Biden yesterday right in front of God and everybody. So the Democrats are freaking out. This story came out yesterday. A powerful communist official in China is suspected to have received 13 and a half tons of gold.
How do you get, I mean...
As well as 30 billion euros worth of cash and bribes is from the Daily Mail. Thousands of gold bars and bricks were discovered at his home during a raid by corruption inspectors earlier this month. Now, that's it tickles me. It does. Because it's always boring to me, corruption here. It's like, oh, people got some zeros added to their checking account. And, you know, and it's corrupt, but it's not good. I love the idea, the image of, okay, we're going after the Speaker of the House. We're at his, the police are about to raid it. Look at all this gold in his basement. Folks, you got to look it up. It's a Chinese official with lots of gold in his house.
That's unbelievable, those pictures.
It is amazing. Yeah, 13 and a half tons of gold right there.
How in the hell did he get 13 and a half tons of gold into his home?
I guess he could. He was a toll keeper, is my guess. Like, you know, people wanted certain favors or wanted certain licensing or contracts. Give me some gold. And the Chinese love their gold. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Jason. Hey, Jason, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
All right, how's it going?
Good, good.
It's going all right. Hey, a quick programming question. Somebody told me that you guys were going to have David Reed and, David, what's his face, and Stephen Reed on the radio. David Woods, I'm sorry.
Well, we're not.
We're going to have David Woods on Monday, I believe.
Yes, and we're reaching out to the Stephen Reed people also, but we're not going to have them on here at the same time. We're not going to have a debate or a forum.
Oh, okay. I just heard kind of a whispering about it, so I didn't know how you guys were going to arrange it, but my understanding was they were both going to be on today, whether at the same time or separate. But, okay, it's just David Woods on Monday, and then maybe Stephen Reed before next week.
Yes, because the election is Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I haven't heard anything from, like, David Woods has reached out to us, and we're like, yeah, sure. We're more than happy to have Stephen Reed on as well, but we got to hear back.
Understand.
So. You know, we're not, and I guess this is our fault, but we're not all that proactive about going out, because some candidates who are don't even think to come on or don't call us and say, I want to be on. Like, today we're having Will Dismukes, who's a candidate for Congress next year. He called me and said, may I come on your show sometime? And
right.
I said, what about Friday at 11? He said, okay.
I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care who comes on. If they're running, we'll let them come on, unless they're, like, running unopposed or whatever. But we want everybody to have a chance to, you know, speak their mind and tell you what issues they're interested in. But
I appreciate it. That's why I wanted to find out.
Yeah.
Because I was curious. But I just wanted to comment on the whole dietary thing. What I would say is I don't think you should listen to everything people say about what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat.
Right.
But I do think sitting in, like, one of the most obese places in the world, that it might behoove us to be a little bit more conscious about what we eat and specifically about how much we eat.
Are you referring to one of the heaviest, zoftiest, fattest places in the world being in Alabama?
That and also just the United States in general. But, yeah, Alabama is on that list as well.
Well, and fair enough, and I'm not arguing with there, but when you bring this fact up, just be a little sensitive. Don't say behooves us because it sounds a little too much like moo.
No offense intended.
Okay.
And I will say, please don't listen to Dr. Oz. I know people like don't like the government, but there's other places you can go and kind of get information. But please don't watch Dr. Oz or anything like that. That's not meant to help you. It's meant to, like, sell books and stuff. So just be conscious. But, you know, we're fat over here, so we need to figure stuff out. So a little information may help us.
Well,
but you guys have a good day.
I'm afraid I'm gonna get the gout.
Appreciate the call, Jason.
Later.
272-9228. And speaking of, you know, being fat or getting in shape or eating right,
why do you look at me?
I didn't look at you.
You looked right at me.
I look at you all the time, Jack.
You looked at me.
You know, it's not very becoming of you to suspect that I'm like belittling
you.
When you
hone in on me and say, you know, we're too fat in this country. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
I had to look at somebody.
Look,
I wasn't going to look at
Carolyn.
Carolyn doesn't have an issue.
No, she doesn't, and that's why I should look at her.
Anyway, if you are looking to get in shape, there's a great place you can go. It's where I've been going for the last almost a year now. Express Fitness 24/7. I'm going over to the Zelda Road location, working out with the owner there, Alex. And I've been knocking it out. I've been there every day this week. I'll be there this afternoon around 3:34. They do a fantastic job of there. And what I love about Express Fitness 24/7 is right in the name, 24/7. So you have a sign-up fee and then a low monthly fee and no long-term contract. You can stop whenever you want. So you can try it out. But once you become a member for that low cost, you have access 24/7, whenever you want. A key card or key fob. You have immediate access. So if you
That's really cool.
Weird, wonky schedules, it works out great. They have state-of-the-art equipment, and I've never had to wait for equipment. There's always stuff going on, even when it's crowded over there. And locations all over the river region, by the way. So you can go to their website, expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com, and you can see all the locations, whether in Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, I think even Clanton and Pine Level. But I'm going here in Montgomery at 2898 Zelda Road, or the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center right off Zelda Road there. So give Alex a call and tell him that Joey from News and Views sent you. I'm loving it. I've been doing this for a year, and it's not just looking better in the mirror. It's really more a mental discipline thing, that if I can know there's just one anchor that I'm doing, it's a consistent thing I'm doing every day of the week. It allows me to kind of think about other things in my life. And also, given that while our job here is thinking and coming up with, like, content to talk about, it's nice to just go into somewhere, know what you need to do, and knock it out, not have to talk very much. So give Alex a call, 386-8689, 386-8689. Tell him Joey from News & Views sent you, and check him out. Express Fitness 24/7 on Zelda Road. And, hey, you know, maybe stop by in the afternoon. You can work out with me or something like that. I'm not, like, a big meathead or anything.
You don't even talk to people here. Why would you think people would come over there and you'd talk to them?
How rude.
I bet you're just so into it you don't talk to people.
I'm admonishing you.
I wish you would.
We'll be back.
What do you get? Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Quire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm not.
What's your name, sir? Sir, what's your name?
Dern. How ya? Dern.
How ya? Dern.
I'm Jack Campbell, your co-host.
Hi, Jack. I forgot who you were there for a second.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes when people are rude to me, I get forgetful.
Oh, I can see where you get the big head since you're on three shows in a row today here at Blue Water. How long were you on Greg's show this morning?
Only like 5 minutes.
No, you were longer than that.
10 minutes.
Maybe.
272-9228.
And now you're here, and then you're going to be on Dan's show.
Right, right.
I'm a little weary of that.
You think I'm getting too much spotlight?
Well, you don't, but others might.
Oh, no. I'm always... I'm humble. More like a hermit. Like, ooh, people. Oh, no. I like people. But just in large crowds, I get a little nervous.
Do you?
Yeah. It's like old George Carlin thing. He's like, when I talk to a single person, I can look in their eyes and see the image and likeness of God. Everybody's just unique little snowflake. But when you like crowd up into crowds, it's like, you people are insane! And actually, I think that holds true. Like, I meet individual people and can have a good conversation. Then you start going to like poll numbers, and my God, the wheels fall off. All these brilliant people start supporting crazy things. Though, if you look into, Cheryl Atkinson, she used to be a CBS reporter. She was the one that, like, got hacked and stuff. She actually did a deep dive into the numbers of the CBS poll and saying a majority support an impeachment inquiry. Yeah, they oversampled Democrats by 6%. And if you actually dive into the numbers, a majority of even Democrats in the poll say they don't think the president deserves